It's the sportscast known as That's What It Says in the Yearbook, also known as The Yearbook. Contact us at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. No matter what the occasion, it's for nurses and flight attendants. In any order you choose, I'm your host, Doug. Something happened? Stop the podcast immediately. We can't? Okay. Baseball. It's been said a lot that the National League, or senior circuit, could finally get revenge this season in interleague play, which in any other sport is a regular season game. The American League has overpowered the National in interleague play since that was introduced in 1997. The stats say, based on the American League's winning percentage against woebegone NL teams, an average AL team could make the National League playoffs almost every year. And this is all given some weight by the constant talk in the NBA of the strength and depth of the Western Conference as opposed to the East. So, conference imbalance is a thing. Just not in baseball. First off, what deserving American League teams keep missing the postseason every year because they play in the wrong league? What fascinating lineup is being kept out of the playoffs by a competitive imbalance? Then, there's this new thing called the two best teams play each other at the end of the year. And since interleague play was introduced, the World Series has basically been 50-50. The NL is a totally not woebegone 10-11 against the AL in the Fall Classic. It is interesting that good National League teams continue to lose to even middling American League teams in the regular season. The 2017 Tigers seem to be an exception, but that falls under why is anything anything? Long before they won a World Series, with different players, by the way, Kansas City dominated interleague play, thus proving the Royals would have won the National League pennant every year, which no one believes. It's not interesting at all that the American League has owned the All-Star game recently, since this is the same game MLB gutted by creating interleague play in the first place. And this is the same game where, to remind everyone the All-Star game is serious, MLB actually, during a game, covered the outfield wall with a banner that read, "This time it counts." It didn't work, and the All-Star game no longer counts. In conclusion, there's the regular season, and then there's the World Series, where the totally better American League loses half the time. It's a good thing baseball doesn't have to deal with actual, not misleading domination, like college football, where the Southeastern Conference recently won 7 consecutive national championships. It's the internet. These things can run as long as you want. And this is the length we chose.